have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Aaron, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Tinfoil Hat.
And welcome to another Tinfoil Hat. We got Eddie Bravo in the house. But before I bring him in, we got a couple things we got to push. T-show. This weekend, I am going to be in Edmonton. Go check that shit out. I'm going to be at the house, the comic strip in the Edmonton Mall. It's one of my favorite places to gig. Go check it out. Those tickets, you can find them at the Comic Strip Edmonton or samtripoli.com. The t-shirts, people are loving the t-shirts. Go to tinfoilhatpodcast.com, hit the store button, and get those t-shirts, dude. We're putting a new t-shirt up at a time. We got the Eddie Bravo, just look into it. We got lizard people everywhere. The kids are enjoying it. And we're putting up a new t-shirt every month. So new t-shirts are coming. We'll get you one. We're going to start getting those in baby onesies and all the hoodies and everything. So that's a great way to support. The new show that I have on Patreon, the kids are talking about it. It's called Conspiracies Now. It's in the belly. It's in the podcast studio of the Comedy Store, and it's my own weird kind of public access show. I have a comic or a conspiracy theorist come down, and we just talk why they put weird pictures behind us, and it's a lot of fun. We got two great shows in a row, so support the Patreon. I got a great show about Yemen I'm about to drop tomorrow. I talked to this comic out of Minnesota who's from Yemen, all the atrocities going on in Yemen. We're going to get that, and we'll have a discussion about that. What else am I talking about?
Got Bet DSI.
We already did Bet DSI. Oh, I want to talk to you guys about my friends. Hold on, right here. You and I, you know I love podcasts, and this guy loves podcasts, and I want you guys, and I know, Eddie, you're not a alien dude, but I love the podcast on the park. What's it called?
It's a podcast. It's like a, it's kind of like a all things comedy type of thing, but it's, they have,
it's more storytelling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got kingpins, assassinations, mythology, hostages. Dude, they just got all that crazy cults.
Well, the one I've been listening to is extraterrestrials, right? Some people don't think we're alone. Some people think aliens exist. Some don't. The existence of external life has captured our collective imaginations for generations. Those who claim to have real encounters believe what they saw. But what does the evidence show? Every week, the Parcast Network's new podcast, Extraterrestrial, examines these stories with a critical eye, analyzing possible scientific explanations and determining what really might have happened and whether or not we are really alone. The Pentagon has spent over $100 million researching UFOs and have nothing to show for it. In fact, some would say that they're hiding something from us. Extraterrestrials.
Those receipts. Strip club receipts.
We'll dig deep into the evidence to determine the truth. Do they really have something to hide? New episodes of Extraterrestrials come out every Tuesday, and we look for upcoming episodes spotlighting reptilians, humanoids, the 1977 UFO invasion in Fort Benning, Georgia. Call to action. Get this. Search Extraterrestrial. Whenever you listen to podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, go to, again, it's extraterrestrial, and visit the parkcast.com/extraterrestrial and start listening now. I know you're not into aliens. I'm okay with
what I was when I was younger.
But you and I are doing some road gigs coming up, and I'm super excited about
it. What's first?
Hold on, real quick before we get into that. When's Mexican Comedy Night?
When is that?
I don't know, dude. I'm not on it. This is your time to push Mexican Comedy Night. George, I'm sure XG's right there. He's going to be Mexican?
Yeah, full Mexican.
Okay.
George. Yeah. That's...
hey, you know what? I want to do a show in Santa Ana. Not in Irvine, not in Brea, not in Fullerton. I want to do a show in Santa Ana, even if we got to, you know, rent out a restaurant.
Do George already does one. It's called the Payaso Show. It's on this.
We've talked about it, but we talked about it, but it
but
just
don't
hasn't
you have
happened.
A Mexican show coming up?
Do I?
Yeah, I thought you hit us up going, hey, I got to do a Mexican show in the state. And we're like, okay, do it. And you're like, oh, I thought we had a show. And we're like,
no, I wrote in my phone Mexican comedy. And it was, but I didn't know what it was from. Like, what is this date? And I didn't know if it was something that you put together. So it's in my phone as Mexican comedy, but I don't know what the fuck it is. I still don't know.
I could help you set up a show in Santa Ana if you want.
That, you know, Candace is on the case. George is on the case.
I think you should totally do it,
I
want to
do a Friday or a Saturday in Santa Ana, but...
I think it's great, dude. We have some shows coming up together, right?
Where?
We're doing Spokane, March 8th.
Is that a Friday?
That is a Friday. And then Saturday, we're doing a special 420 show. That's Saturday, then March 9th at 420.
In the afternoon.
Yeah,
in
dude.
Tacoma.
Yeah. And then you'll be like, because you like to get in, get out. You're going to do that. If you want to hang out, you can. Yeah. Or you can jump on a flight and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to do it, but I think it's going to be great. You're going to be blazed as fuck.
That's
going to
be a weird
fun.
Show. 4:20 in the afternoon comedy show.
In Tacoma.
What do you think? Yeah.
I think it's going to be great, dude.
Okay.
And then we have, we're going to be in Huntsville, Alabama on the 13th. And I believe we have a show right after that as well.
What, isn't that the weekend that we're going to Nashville?
Oh, yeah. That's right after we're at the... We're at the Nashville Comedy Show, Comedy Festival. I'm super excited about that, dude. We're going to be, they're letting... They're
That's
letting,
in April.
They're letting the savages in, dude.
Friday, April 12th in Nashville.
Yep, That's we're Nashville. At Nashville. We're doing
so then
the
Huntsville's
Nashville
is
the following night.
April 13th in Huntsville.
Okay. Yeah, dude.
Cool.
Dude, we're going hick, bro. We're going, no. Excuse me. Southern is hillbilly. You do not call hillbillies hicks. They get very angry.
And then we're returning to Houston June 15th, Saturday, June 15th. We're back at the Secret Group in Houston. So far, that was the funnest I've ever had. That in Sacramento, those were the two funnest nights ever for me so far.
Oh, yeah. April 12th, we're at Tinfoil Hat Comedy at Zany's in Nashville. Then we're in Huntingsville's. And then we're also going to Arizona, right? We're doing Arizona as well.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that's on a Thursday.
Yeah, we're doing a Thursday. We're trying to put up
What date is that?
Let me look that up. We'll find that by the
Wait
end
Wait a minute.
Of
that's, Thursday, March 28th in Phoenix.
Yeah, dude.
Thursday, March 28th in Phoenix.
It's going to be a great, with a lot of gigging for us, dude. Yeah. Going out, talking conspiracies and all that shit.
Hey, I want people to start wearing tinfoil actual tinfoil hats at
Wear,
the show. How
put
cool
a tinfoil
be?
Hat on your head.
Hey, what could we do if they do that? If someone comes up with a...
I don't know. We'll come up with something. We get to come backstage.
Free t-shirt. If you wear the hat during the show...
We'll find a shirt to make for you.
Yeah.
We'll find a tinfoil hat shirt and we'll give them out for free. We'll figure it out. Eddie, what is going on, man? What have you been talking about now in conspiracies? What's been going on, man? We got a Facebook group that we're a part of, you know.
Zombie sheep.
Yeah. That's
Zombie sheep, there's like 35 of conspiracy theorists in there. And that's where we drop stuff that we won't put on our social
Super
media.
Super black belt level.
Yeah, that's like black pill shit. There's What's that red pill shit. We dropped the black pill shit.
What is the highest black belt in jiu-jitsu you know of? What is the high in the world? Who do you know is the highest level?
It's a red belt. First, it's black, coral, red.
So now, like, this is red belt shit.
Oh, yeah.
On the zombie sheep.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Dude, it's like...
Shit you can't put on your shoulders.
No question.
People think I'm a conspiracy theorist based on what I post in social media. That's nothing. The zombie sheep, that's where we keep everything alive, but we're too afraid to spread it.
They're not ready for this shit.
Yeah, I don't want to get killed. That's really the bottom line. I got kids, you know what
dude,
I mean?
Let me ask you something. Are you... do you get worried about that? Them kill? I mean, like.
Of course, I totally do. I don't want to be. I just did Fight Companion. a couple days ago, or was that yesterday or 2 days ago? And I did the whole thing, no conspiracy theories. I mean, I try to do as many as possible. I try to do as many fight companions without getting into anything that'll get me in trouble.
Do they bring you into it?
I don't want it. Sometimes, you know, Brendan likes to drag me into it.
Likes to start shit.
Yeah, he likes to. But you know what? The honest truth really is that the indoctrination system that they have going is so brilliant. It's so good.
Dude, I'm starting to think it's so much even deeper than we originally thought. Good. It's so long.
I don't want to battle it. It's these people, you know, you're battling people that are in a trance. I don't like doing it. I only like communicating with people that are already on board, already on my frequency, or on the fence. If you're on the fence, I'll talk to you. But if you're way on the other side, I won't even bother. It's just too painful for me. The indoctrination that we got going in this country, worldwide really, is just so strong. Oh man, what they feed the kids, you know. I got a 6-year-old and they just drown the kids in space. Everything is space. Space, space, space. Space, alien, space.
Dinosaurs.
Everything.
Dinosaurs are up their asses.
Yeah,
too.
That's part of the whole story.
Dinosaurs up their asses.
Yeah, definitely. It's all indoctrination of the complete story. The complete story is designed for the fake alien invasion. We've talked about that before. It's all about the fake alien invasion. It's all about that shit. It's always been about that shit. You know, since the dawn of time, ancient emperors, all the huge ones, the ones that ruled Rome, they all wanted a one world government. They all did. The only emperors or rulers that didn't want a one world government were like the rulers of like some small country or some small little village, because they knew if there was one world, they would be out of a job.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean? So they were, so it was impossible to pull off the one world government. It's like no regular person's going to be down for it. No one's down for it. They're like, fuck you with
what
that one
world
government.
What does one world government represent? You mean like
once the people find out, like, one world government, you mean one dude, it's going to be a king and we have to listen to him? Nobody is into that. Nobody. And most smaller rulers and emperors, they're not into it either, because they know they're going to just be a regular fucking peasant.
They're going to be out of
work. Yeah, so like, fuck that. So they're always trying to figure it out, and they figured it out a long goddamn time ago, that the quickest way to get you have to get people to embrace a one world government. You can't do it by force. It'll never work. You have to have the people embrace it. And the only way they're going to embrace it is if there's a fucking extraterrestrial threat. We will embrace it, just like in the Independence movies. Those Independence Day movies.
Star Wars.
Oh, we come together. No, when there's a threat. When there's a threat to, like, the aliens are coming. Shit. Call the Chinese. They're working on some shit. You know, everybody's work. Oh, we're friends with fucking Russia. Oh, yeah. You know, and they knew that a long time ago, but there was no way they could pull that off. There was no way. There's no way they could pull that off. You know what I mean? Like, when I was balls deep in believing in aliens, you know, you watch all those ancient alien shows. And once it was on the History Channel, that's when I started thinking, okay, fuck. Yeah, they're pushing this shit. Once they whatever they're pushing can't be true. So, you know, but part of that whole. The government's covering up alien thing, you know. They were pretending to cover it up. They were trying to get us to believe in it, because it's very hard for us to believe in aliens.
Well, Eddie, you brought up to me something I always talk about, and that is how they really do love to put out information that leak it to make us fight with each other. You know, when you talk about that lady who talked about in the Parkland shooting, how she saw the cop with the gun on ABC, like, why would they let that out?
Yeah.
If
they want, they needed an obvious false flag so that we could focus on it. It needed to be obvious.
Right, right.
And you know those you know, people that are part of the UFO community, they all know that there's like these ancient paintings of UFOs, and there's one, I think it's in the Vatican somewhere, of like this, it's on a blue wall, it's real famous, of like this little alien on some spaceship, and it's flying through the, you know, and they painted it. I used to think, just like most people in the UFO community, that was proof that In other words, that was some evidence that aliens did exist because, oh, look, they're painting. They're painting it. But now right. I look back and it's like, that's their propaganda. That's their Star
Trek. They put that there to get people to talk. Yeah,
they put, exactly. But it wouldn't work. Paintings weren't going to work. How are you going to tell the masses, okay, we're being attacked by aliens. We all got to, you know, come together as one. No one's going to fucking buy that shit. You know,
look at this. This just happened right now. 5 Houston police officers shot. 1 suspected to be killed. So
why?
That's just, and how easy did just how easy are complaining or cops?
Yeah. Well, you know, cops are crazy. Yeah. But
well, crazy. So you know, when you look at the big pictures, like how?
What is flat Earth in your opinion? What is it? Is it just like we, is it assimilation? Are we in assimilation?
People are cool with thinking that. People are totally cool with us living in a computer simulation. No one has ever ridiculed for saying, I think we live in a computer. No one has ever, Elon Musk said it. So nobody has ever been ridiculed for that.
Why are they more okay with that than they are with the notion that we might live on a flat plane?
Because as children, we're brought up with Star Trek and Star Wars. They did that shit on purpose. So there's, it sounds, it, the indoctrination is so strong. When someone brings up that we could possibly live on a motionless flat plane, I mean, that's what it says in the Bible. All ancient civilizations believed in a flat plane and a firmament and everything. You know, when you put it all together, the only way, if we really do, let's just say we really do, like it says in the Bible and like ancient civilizations thought, right. We live in a special place. Right. It's motionless. It's a flat plane, and there's a firmament. There's a meaning. There's a dome. That's what it says in the Bible. If that's true, and there is a creator, how are you going to get people to believe in a fake alien invasion? There's no way you're going to, like, because if that's true, there's no fucking infinite space. There's no infinite space. So they had to crush not only God or our creator, whatever it is, but they had to crush that model. And when you start looking at the history of it all, you're like, holy shit, it all makes sense. In order to have a fake alien invasion, we need infinite space. We need evolution. They need a million years, a billion years more advanced than us. So that's evolution. So the dinosaur thing, that's all evolution. Darwin, they were all Freemasons, Jesuits, all of those guys, they're all part of the same team. All the famous astronomers, the ones that are known throughout time, the real famous ones, they're all from the Vatican. The Vatican is pushing infinite space and aliens. They are, because the Vatican, as you know, they're not about Christ.
Yeah.
They're faking their into Christ. They're faking it. It's obvious. The Vatican looks very satanic to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Based on the shit that I've seen. Oh my God. Like that monument, that sculpture, the resurrection that's behind, like in the Vatican main church. It's called the Resurrection.
In the reptilian auditorium.
Yeah, put that up. Put the Vatican, the resurrection sculpture.
Yeah.
That don't look like Jesus to me.
Put the throne of Lucifer, I think it's called, actually.
No, it's called the Resurrection.
Really?
It's called the Resurrection. It's a gigantic sculpture. There it is, right there. Look at that
look
shit.
At that, dude.
Come on, that is. If you're into that, you're into Satan. There's no way that has anything to do.
You're definitely into a lizard
Satan.
People. Go down.
That's fucking
go
Satan.
Go to the head.
Dude.
Go to the top
look
of
at that
head.
Shit. That's the Vatican. That's the Vatican.
Now, do you know that the Pope that stepped down still walks around the Vatican? He's still there. He didn't die. He just quit.
I wonder if he's hanging out with kids.
Now, the whole thing, look at that, dude. What, Aaron, you're a
how
Christian
is that
man.
Jesus? How
what
is
do you
that
think
Jesus?
Of that, Christian man? You're a Christian. What do you think of that?
I'm not a Christian. I've been to the Vatican. I did not see this there.
Well, did you go in that auditorium?
Yeah.
You were in the auditorium. You're telling me that's not there?
St. Peter's? It's not in there, no.
So that's a hoax? So
this is no, saying, that might be somewhere else. I don't know.
Did you go in the reptilian auditorium?
Look at that shit.
I have no
look
recollection of the reptilian.
So my point is, the Vatican And all the famous astronomers that have made all these calculations of the space and all that shit, they were all from the Vatican. They're all Jesuit Freemasons, and they're giving us the story about what's up, what all those lights are in the sky. They're telling us this story that's not the story. That's not the story. You know, so I'm not a religious guy. I grew up a Catholic, but
are you religious now?
I'm way more open to the Bible, and now when people start reading me passages from the Bible, now when I listen to it, it sounds like some genius ass shit.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Just when you start certain the Book of Enoch.
Yeah,
you could Google the Book of Enoch. And the Vatican took that out. They made that officially. They took it out of
Enoch. There it is.
The Book of Enoch. When you read those passages, it sounds like it sounds like a God is writing that. It's filled with wisdom. And I don't know.
Does it scare you to be religious? Because you were so not religious maybe for a long time.
I do believe that someone created all this.
Is it a traditional God like you see in the Bible?
I think most of organized religion is controlled opposition only because the people just naturally believe in a creator and a God. So I think what Constantine did when he said, when he told the people, okay, we're gonna be Christian, okay, but meanwhile he's a pagan sun worshiper.
Oh yeah, dude, that's a big part of that Bible is that, and they put stuff in there to make people fight.
Yeah,
just like the Quran has stuff in there that, like, why is that there? You can't drink, you can't dance, you can't. It's like stuff like that just makes you wonder why they would put that in there, and it just
to turn people off to God. They're strategically they turn like the Roman Catholic Church, they turn Jesus into a superhero, and that turns people off. And you know, what's your take
on Jesus?
I believe that there was a man who, I don't know if his name was Jesus, but I believe there was a Jesus, and I don't believe that he was supernatural. I just believe he was super enlightened. I could be wrong. I don't know, but it seems like he did exist, and man,
is it scary to say this stuff? Because you're like,
I just don't know. I just don't know. All I know is that sculpture, the resurrection, that ain't Christian. That's not good. And whatever's coming out of the Vatican, that's not good.
Right.
That's not good.
You know,
so
we did a show.
The Jesuit order comes from the Vatican. I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know.
Are you in the black nobility, dude?
Dude.
We did a whole episode on that. That shit
scares me. That's why I shut up about this shit. You know what I mean? Luckily, this is a tinfoil hat podcast.
Nobody takes it
serious. Nobody takes it serious. So I could be honest.
Yeah.
But on Joe Rogan's podcast, I'm shutting up more and more.
I
don't want anybody tailing
me.
It's
so big.
I don't want anybody fucking with me.
It's so big,
I got to control myself. You know what I mean? If people ask me, do you think we went to the moon? Fuck no. Do you think that we live on a ball shooting a million miles an hour through space one way, 600,000 miles another way, 60,000 miles another way, and then spinning 1,000? Fuck no. People think I'm an idiot for believing in the flat earth. It's crazy because I think everyone else is an idiot for not believing it. You know
why
what I mean?
So are they, like,
it's like, it's,
it seems to
it's
be
like, ironic.
Flat earth and the moon landing seems to be this thing that upsets everybody so much. Now, you know, for me, it's like, I make no qualms about, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't even try to attempt to. I was told as a kid, we lived on a ball. I've done no research into it, even though I know that there is research into it.
Yeah.
And
many, many debates with scientists, flat earth debates. There's many. And they get crushed. You know what these scientists, they always end up saying, you know what? The odds are that it's round. That's what they're saying. The odds are. Because they have no proof. There's a debate that just came out by a flat earther named allegedly Dave. That's what he calls himself. His name is Dave Murphy. And it's allegedly Dave versus a particle physicist. And he fucking crushes him. No one can fuck with Allegedly Dave.
No one can fuck with Allegedly Dave.
He's a black dude from the UK, super brilliant, and he just fucking crushes. If you listen to these debates, you're going to go, oh, shit. These motherfuckers, you know, when people say, do you believe in science? It's like, science is so broad. That's ridiculous. It's like saying, do you like music? Like, do you like music? Of course. I believe in science that I don't need to have faith in. You know, I talked about this before. I believe in the science of iPhones, because I don't need to read a study that iPhones can get you on the internet and you can watch videos.
Trust the boner, dude.
I don't need a fucking scientific study, you know, but if I have to, most of the space stuff that we get, we have to take their word for it.
Right.
We have to take their word for it. But right. If all the planets are round and all the stars are round, we must be round. Like, dude, you need to look at those lights in the sky through a telescope yourself. Most people aren't even looking through telescopes.
Oh, so what you're saying is like our interpretation of what the moon is and what that, not so much the moon, but the Jupiter and all these planets are basically based on what NASA has told us. But no one's actually tried to look at these things through a telescope to see.
Now, I didn't say no one. I said most people.
Most people.
And when you do look at those wandering stars, which were changed to planets, they're not what you. It's not those images that NASA gives you. They're lights in the sky. They're little, and it doesn't make any sense. Like for instance, try to understand this. This is the heliocentric model, right? Let's just say this is the sun, right? And we have all these planets going around the sun, right? Mercury is the one closest to the sun, and then Venus is going this way, and then Earth is the third one, third rock from the sun, and then Mars, and then Saturn, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So imagine this. This is Earth, and then we got Mercury and Venus here.
Yes.
Right? It takes a year to go around the sun. Takes a year. Take 6 months to get to this side. This is what they're telling us. This is what they're telling us, right?
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I'm not making this up.
I'm listening to you.
So when, and as the our planet is going around the sun, it's daytime on the part of Earth that's facing the sun. There's no way this side of Earth is nighttime when the sun is on the inside. Nighttime is always on the outside.
Right.
It's always on the
outside. Right.
So we're looking like, so if I'm right here.
Right.
Right. We're looking at the out nighttime.
Yeah.
And all the stars over here.
Right.
On this side of the room.
Right. Right.
But on the other side of the sun, there's a bunch of other stars. Right.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
You could only see, like I could only see this side of the universe.
Okay.
Right? But when in 6 months, when I'm on this side, I could only see at night. It's only night when this side is facing out. So I only could see this side of the room. Does that make sense?
No. Well, right? The only reason I have a problem with that is because what we see is this. We see the sun, though. Listen, so we do see this one.
Constellation.
Listen. Here's the Earth on this side. It's only nighttime on this side.
Right.
Because the sun's over here. The sun is shining over here, so it's daytime on the...
So, so it's when nighttime it's daytime, here, it's daytime in Australia, right?
You're not following me.
Okay.
We're just talking about just us.
Okay.
Don't worry about Australia or
nothing. Okay.
It could be like that, but it could be.
Okay.
But so this side of the Earth is what, nighttime?
Yes, daytime? Yes. So, yeah.
Is it nighttime or daytime?
That's nighttime.
This side of the Earth is what?
Sun, daytime.
Yeah, because the sun's on the inside.
Right.
So when it's daytime, we're facing the sun.
Yes.
If this is true, right?
Okay.
All right. So we got all these stars over here that we're seeing at night.
All right.
6 months later, we're seeing all those stars, right?
Right.
And then 6 months later back, we're seeing all those stars, right? So there should be, at every 3 months or 6 months, there should be a different set of stars.
Constellation, yeah.
We shouldn't see the same constellation.
See the same constellation every time.
Why do we see the Big Dipper?
Every night.
Every night.
Oh.
It's real simple.
Okay.
The shit's wrong. And then check this
Aaron,
out.
Aaron, thoughts on
and
that?
Then, no, check this out. Now check this out. Now.
Okay.
Now we have the same thing. Now you think about this. Now think about the planets now, right?
Okay.
Mercury's on its own little, according to what they say, Mercury is right here going on its own little orbit, and then Venus, and then Earth, and then Saturn, or then Mars, and Saturn, and Jupiter.
Blah, 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 Pluto.
Right? Yeah, there's eight of them, right? Right? So, at night, okay, let's just say it's day one here at night. What are the odds that we could see all the fucking planets? How come there's no planets like on this, on a rotation over here? Like maybe Mars is over here, Jupiter's over there. Every night, we should not be able to see every fucking planet because they're on their own. They could be on the other side of the sun.
Right. Yeah.
But yet, you want to go out there and see Saturn, you could see it. How come Saturn isn't over here? And then when Earth comes around in 6 months and it's on this side, maybe Saturn's over there on the other side. So at least or around half the time at night, the other seven planets should be behind the sun somewhere. On its own orbit. How is it that we could see the Big Dipper every fucking night? We could see Polaris every fucking night?
In the same spot too, right?
Dude, it goes on forever. Their whole model can easily be broken down. Allegedly, Dave would crush anybody. He has. He's done many on. You can go to YouTube.
He just went on a particle physicist.
Yeah.
It was him and him, and his name's allegedly Dave, and the other guy actually has an actual name.
Yeah. Well, his name is Dave Murphy, but... That was his YouTube name for a while.
Yeah, don't play it. I'm not playing it.
Yeah. He absolutely destroys this part. It's sad. It's really, really sad. And he does it to everybody because he breaks them down. Because most of these scientists, even like Neil deGrasse Tyson, they're not doing any science. They're just memorizing science books and doing mathematics.
Well, you know, that's a big part of our education system. Isn't necessarily that you're smart. You're just able to follow patterns.
Yeah. Like can you name, if you Google the distance of the sun from Earth, you're going to get 93 million miles an hour. Can you name one scientist and the experiment that he did and explain how someone figured it out? Nobody can. But yet everyone accepts it. Name two astrophysicists who figured out that the sun was 93 million miles away and then tell me exactly how they did it. It's a fucking mystery. They're talking about like triangulating Venus and when you look into it, there's some kind of laser pointer that NASA has that they built in 1961 that they could tell the distance from Earth to Venus, and they triangle. So, but only NASA has this this laser beam, and that's how they. Dude, you go outside and look at the sun. That motherfucker's not 93 million miles away. Look at that shit. That shit's close. The sun is fucking close. It's about 3,000 miles away. It ain't 93 million miles away.
Oh, man,
the sun and the moon is its own light source. It's not reflecting the sun. There's no doubt about that. The moon is its own luminary.
Do you know that there was a time in this where, you know, there were civilizations that talked about the time when there was no moon?
I don't know about that.
But they say there was.
But
remember there was
the no reason. Moon. The reason. The reason we're getting hit with this 2001 Space Odyssey, Star Wars, up your fucking ass, Star Trek, everything. The reason we're getting hit with that is for they need us to believe in infinite space before they launch the fake alien invasion. And now, you know who Wernher von Braun is?
Yes.
Wernher von Braun was Hitler's right-hand man. He was his rocket scientist, and after World War II, the United States took about 1,200... Nazi scientists,
Paperclip.
Including Operation Paperclip, including people know this, but then they know this, and then they still just go along with it. They took all these Nazi scientists, and they took Wernher von Braun, and he fucking was the head of NASA. He's the head of NASA.
Yeah, he directed. Don't realize that.
He directed all six moon missions, and when he died, he had cancer for about a couple years before he died, and when he got cancer. During the last 4 years of his life, he hired this woman, Dr. Carol Roslin, and she was his assistant, prepared speeches for him for 4 years. And she said, and you could go on YouTube and hear her talk about this all the time. She said that he told her that they're going to That we need. They're creating enemies. They need to create enemies. There's going to be terrorists from the Middle East, and then there's going to be the threat of an asteroid. They need, according to Wernher von Braun,
like a crisis.
They need a crisis. They need a reason to start a Star Wars project, like weaponized space. And Wernher von Braun told Dr. Carol Roslin, look that shit up. She'll tell you right out of her mouth. She said that he told her over and over again, the final threat is a fake alien invasion, and it's going to be a lie. He told her over and over for 4 years. Wouldn't get into detail. She said he would not explain or go into detail, but he made it really clear on his deathbed. He made it clear to the day he died, the final conflict is going to be a fake alien invasion. And, you know, and it makes sense. Look at, I mean, they're just...
I mean, some people that were involved in the creation of NASA was Jack Parsons.
And what is, isn't he a Satanist?
A Satanist.
And what about...
Walt Disney, too.
Walt Disney and Wernher von Braun were...
Nazis.
They were boys. And that's why you go to Disneyland, and yeah, it's Space Mountain, and Disneyland was big in pushing space and getting space into
everyone's
head.
Guess who else had something to do with it? L. Ron Hubbard. Nobody talks about that because L. Ron Hubbard
was science fiction writer,
best friends with Jack W. Parsons, and L. Ron Hubbard had him banging Jack's wife, and it just caused chaos.
Throw Anton LaVey in there, the founder of the Satanic Church.
Aleister Crowley, dog. A big friend of all.
When
them.
You start putting all those characters together in the same fucking room,
I can't wait to hear.
It makes sense. It makes sense. They're creating this infinite space, but it's all fake.
It's not crazy,
infinite.
Dude.
It's not infinite. We're not. I don't believe in infinite space. I used to. Shit, I was balls deep in all that. Me and Joe, we were balls deep in space documentaries. That was my favorite shit to watch. I TiVo'd anything about space. Space, 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 space. Space, comedy, fighting. Space, comedy, fighting.
Those are fun things.
Oh, dude, space. I was trying to remember everything about a neutron star, a super hypernova, put those lyrics in. I would write about that shit. I was balls deep in my 30s, dude. So I was fully into it. And most flat earthers, same thing. Balls deep into space, fucking just ate it all up. And when they first heard of every flat earther, when they first hear about it, they get disgusted. Like I did. I thought I wanted to fucking punch dudes in the face. I'm like, get that shit out of here. With that CIA psyop, flat fucking Earth. Everyone, no one ever accepts flat Earth and goes, oh, that makes sense. That indoctrination is too deep. It's like religion. It really is. Space is religion. That's space is
science.
Space is Santa Claus. That's what that is. It's what it says in the Bible. That's what I believe it is. Where there's a firmament. And then check this out. When Wernher von Braun died, put up Wernher von Braun's tombstone.
Okay.
Dude, on his day, he was trying to tell people.
Try to
on
spell
his tombstone,
that one fucking...
Put tombstone. He has a Bible verse. He has a Bible verse. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Wernher von Braun. What does it say? Psalm what? 19:1?
19:1.
Watch. And then go read what that is. Now put up Psalm 19:1.
Oh, there it is. At the bottom. Ba, ba, bam. Look at that.
Put
what
that
does
up.
It mean?
Put that up. Now, what does it say? What is that Psalm?
Okay.
This is coming from the dude who faked six moon missions. Look at that.
Heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sueth.
The firmament.
The firmament
sueth his handiwork. Now the firmament, that's the dome. That's what separates the heavens from earth, or the waters from above and the waters from below. That's the firmament. That's the dome. That's when flat earthers believe in a dome. They're actually talking about the firmament.
Shut
which is
up,
on the Bible.
Dude.
That was on Wernher von Braun's tombstone. Get
Shut
the fuck out of here, right?
Up,
look at that.
Dude. Shut up.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. That's what Wernher von Braun put on his tombstone? Get the fuck out of here. That's a deathbed confessional right there. That's a death. The guy who faked six moon missions put that shit on his tombstone.
Oh my God.
At what point? When does, you know, everyone
Google
has a...
What is a firmament?
Yeah. Just Google it. What is the firmament?
What is the firmament? Don't get rid of this page. Open another page. No, yeah, I want to keep that on there because that shit is weird. Go open that.
Come on, man.
Hey,
did you just find out about this?
I did.
At what point does the bullshit meter go off? At some point, everybody got a bullshit meter.
Here's what I'm going to tell
you. At some point, your bullshit meter got to go off.
So much that I always go, how can we agree on everything and disagree on this one fucking thing?
You don't disagree on it inside. You believe it, but you feel like it'll ruin your career.
Okay, the heavens, the sky, especially the one regarded as a tangible thing, a spirit or worldview from a collectible people. I don't know if that... What does that mean? I don't know what that means. A Bible definition. No. Put in firmament dome. See if that comes up. Oh, shit. Oh, my God! Is a structure above a... conceived as a vast solid dome.
And that's what Wernher von Braun put on his tombstone, dude. Come on.
Aaron, that looks like the fucking Hollywood.
There's an underworld too. There's an underworld right there.
They're lying to us about space, man. That's I'll never.
What
go
is
back
on the
to
other
it.
Side of the dome?
No, heaven of the heavens. That's what it says.
What is that?
No one knows. You know, people say, "Well, where's the proof of flat Earth?" Like, dude, we're not the ones with all the NASA $18 billion budget. You know what I mean? We don't have to prove shit. You have to prove what you should ram down our throats as children.
You're blowing my
you know what I mean?
Mind.
All we're doing is breaking down what you're saying. We don't have to prove. We don't have any equipment. We can't. How are we going to prove it?
You're blowing
but you know
my
one.
Mind.
You know one thing that we can prove that I know for sure is that most of the Earth is water, right?
Yeah.
70-80%.
Yeah.
And water always finds its level, man. The only thing that's holding them together is the theory of gravity. Gravity hasn't been proved. There's no proof of gravity. You know, the people go, oh, look, there's proof. Look, I lift this up and proof. All that's proof is this is more dense than the medium around it. What about a helium balloon? Helium balloon ain't going to go down. It goes up. But it defied gravity? No, helium is less dense than the air around it. So it rises. You drop a boulder in the ocean, it sinks right to the ground. You drop a beach ball in the ocean, it stays right there at the top because the water is less dense, or the air in that ball is less dense than the water. How come the gravity doesn't pull it down to the bottom where the rock went? How come gravity can't hold the fucking... Gravity is so strong that it's holding oceans stuck to a ball, but it can't hold a fucking helium balloon. A little bee can fly, a little butterfly can fly. You think if it could hold down buildings and shit and oceans, but the butterflies would be stuck to the ground. They'd be stuck, like we wouldn't be able to move. That gravity's so powerful, it's got all the oceans to it, so it doesn't just go flinging off.
Oh, man.
Gravity's a theory. It's all about density. You could take a steel anvil or an iron anvil, whatever anvils are made of, and put it in liquid mercury and it'll float. Why doesn't it sink? Because it's less dense than the liquid mercury. It's all about density and buoyancy.
So what point do they say you could see a curve in the Earth?
Well, this is what people always say. This is what dumb motherfuckers always say. They go, have you ever been in a plane? Just look out a plane and you can fucking see the curve. And planes fly at 35,000 feet.
And then they say the window has a curvature on it.
Well, that's what you're looking at.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Because Neil deGrasse Tyson is the poster boy for modern astrophysics.
And he's the only one.
You know what I mean?
He's the only one you can name.
No, exactly. Uh-huh. And so this is how it goes. All these people are saying, yeah, I could see fucking curvature from a plane. And pilots, I see the curvature from a plane or whatever. But there have been many, many on YouTube amateur balloons that go up 120,000 feet. 120,000 feet. And there's no fucking curve at 120,000 feet. So what did Neil deGrasse Tyson say? He had to say, listen, at 120, he says this on video, at 120,000 feet, that's not high enough to see any curvature. So, okay, let's just say he's right. Then all these people who think they can see curvature out of a plane, they're
lying because it's obviously not possible.
They're not lying. They actually believe it, but it's not what they're saying. Your boy Neil deGrasse Tyson said even at 120,000 feet, you can't see it. So how you seeing it at 35,000 feet? What do you got, Superman fucking vision? You know what I mean? So according to the mainstream official story at 120,000 feet because that's the limit of the balloons. The amateur balloons are going up with cameras. They go, nope, no curve at 120,000 feet. So Neil deGrasse Tyson had to come out and basically what he did is he debunked the Red Bull jump. Because everyone's saying, look at the Red Bull jump. You could see when he jumps off, you could see the earth in the background and there's a curve and he jumped out at 120,000 feet and there's curve. So the Red Bull jump proves curve. So Neil deGrasse Tyson crushed that Red Bull jump. It's on video. It's on video. You can watch crushing the Red Bull jump. He goes, that is so bullshit. You can't see curve at 120,000 feet. And he goes, and he crushed the video footage. He goes, and then, he crushed the video because people were saying, look at the video of the Red Bull jump. You could see curvature. Neil deGrasse Tyson says, that's not curvature. That's a fish-eyed lens. Fish-eyed lens can make this room look curved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he had to admit that the footage, like most, anytime you see footage from like coming from like the ISS, the International Space Station,
open?
That's all fisheye lens. And people, they don't even see it. They're like you, it's like,
it's so dumb. I wanted to show you, I took a picture of fucking, of me on
curvature?
The flight. I sent it to you. And we were at the highest
no,
level.
No, I saw that.
It was just, I go, it just keeps going.
Yeah. The horizon always rises to the eye of the beholder.
I don't know why.
Same thing with the camera,
that, dude.
The so horizon weird. Always rises. No matter how high you go, the horizon's always going to be at high level. At eye level, if we were on a ball, the horizon would not rise.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, that just it keeps going.
It just keeps fucking going.
Yeah,
it's so interesting because it does keep going. Okay, here's the big question, tough guy. What happens when you get to the ice wall?
You can't.
What happens at that moment? That's
well. First of all, Antarctica is there's a treaty. All the countries signed it. You cannot. No one could just go to Antarctica and go exploring. You have to get permits. It's really hard to get permits. And what they do is you can go to Antarctica. There's got this little spot where you can go where tourists go and take pictures. And they got a symbolic South Pole. They admit it's not the real South Pole. The real South Pole is obviously not right here, but this is symbolic South Pole. And there's like, it's like, you know, let's just say Antarctica is as big as North America. And they let people go to
Jersey Shore, but you can't come to Santa Monica.
Exactly. So there's people that go, I've been to fucking, plenty of people have been to Antarctica. Yes, you haven't gone deep. No one knows what the fuck is. And the crazy thing is, we are surrounded by an ice wall. You can see it on video. It's all over YouTube. People say, what is there, an ice wall? You go, yeah, there's plenty of video. Just punch in as Antarctica ice wall. It's everywhere. These aren't icebergs. They're fucking ice walls that are 100 to 200 feet up. Look at that. There's plenty of the ice wall. There's all sorts of, where's the ice wall? There's right there, look, ice wall. That's not an ice wall, it's an iceberg. Dude, that's a fucking wall.
That looks like something out of Game of Thrones, dude.
Yeah, look, look at that. It just surrounds us. We're just surrounded by ice
wall. So when I fly there, I'm not necessarily allowed to.
Look at that. That's a fucking ice wall. That's the ice wall, dude. What is that? Oh, that's an iceberg. It's ice wall. It's not an iceberg.
So you're not with these flat earth people.
Look at that. Look at that ship right there. Go back. Look at that ship. Look at that shit.
And you know that's massive. That ain't no fucking...
Dude, look at that, and it goes on forever. You think that's an iceberg? It's not a fucking iceberg, dude. Look at that. That's an ice wall, dude. That's what's holding us together. That's what's holding the oceans together. The oceans are flat. Water always finds its level. That's you know what science is? The science of water? The science of water is that water always finds its level. That's the that's science.
Does that mean?
Level. No matter what.
Oh, it's always flat.
It's always level. They use, what do they call those things? With those levelers, you know, like construction.
A lever.
What are those called?
They check for it to make sure shit's level.
What is that called?
You know what's the main?
It's a level. I'm pretty sure.
You know what the main component?
The one that's got the little ball in it. The water, yeah. The one that's got the little ball in it. You got to perfectly align it.
Water always finds its level. Water doesn't. Water always finds its level. There's the physics of water, the science of water. Water always finds its level. and water always conforms to the interior of a container, not the exterior of a container. You can't do that anywhere. I could do this in every city of the whole world. I could do this experiment. Look, level, repeatable, measurable, and it always conforms to the inside of a container, not the outside. So all that, like we're on a ball and the oceans are conforming to the outside of the ball, and then there's this mystical, magical, powerful force, gravity, holding it together. So wait a minute, we got inertia that's trying to fling the water off the ball as it spins 1,000 miles an hour, but then the gravity is fighting. There's a battle between the inertia and the gravity, but there's no sign of this battle, and there's no sign of like inertia battling gravity. Gravity, you know, can't lose to the inertia, because then the water will just fling off like a spinning tennis ball that's wet. It's all just theory. It's scientism. That's scientism. That shit you have to believe. You have to believe that shit. You have to believe in gravity. You can't know gravity. You have to believe in it. You have to believe that the world is spinning. You have to believe it because they can't prove it. So you must believe it.
Is it possible that we're in a petri dish and we're one of many things, or?
Whatever it is, it's level. Whatever it is, it's a flat plane. It could be bigger. That we could be. There's theories that we're in this, you know, the circular puddle, and Antarctica, like the middle, is North America or the North Pole. And here's another thing that we know too, that we don't have to believe. There's a couple things that we don't have to believe. If we have a compass anywhere, a compass is always going to point to the middle, to the center, or to the North Pole. We all know that. We don't have to read a study that says 12 scientists have finally confirmed it. Compasses point to the north. We don't have to. We already know that. So we know that. And what else do we also know? We also know that coincidentally, right over the North Pole, where all the compasses are pointing to, because there's this force. The compasses are pointing to this force in the center. Because if you look at the flat Earth model, where the North Pole is the center, and everywhere you go south, you're going to hit the wall. You're going to hit the south. The Antarctic is this all the way around. And when Captain Cook circumnavigated Antarctica, he went 60,000 miles. That's 60,000 miles makes sense if you go like this. But not in the official version of Antarctica. It would have been, you know, maybe 10,000 miles, not 60,000 miles. Like all those explorers that try to find a way in Antarctica, they all got lost. Nothing made sense. It took years. You look into all those explorations. It was baffling. That's why Richard Byrd had to go in there with the fucking Navy 3 different times. He went in and they went in fucking balls deep with the fucking naval ships and shit. They go, we got to find out what the fuck is on the other side. You know what I mean? They talk about polar ice caps melting. Fuck you. Maybe the North Pole, maybe the center is, that's melting. But the Antarctica isn't fucking melting. It's colder than ever. So anyways, so we know that compasses point to the north. And we also know that Polaris, the North Star, the North, is right over the North Pole. And then when you look at, I don't need a scientist to confirm that. I know that. So coincidentally, all the place that all compasses are pointing to, because there's this magnetic force, Polaris is right over it, and all the other lights, aka stars, are all rotating around Polaris. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. And then in the flat Earth model, the sun and the moon are rotating around this force too. They're going around like this. And they're local and small. The sun and the moon, same size. Brother and sister.
For sure? Sun and moon, same size?
I don't know nothing for sure. This is just me talking shit.
That's the way you see it though? Like,
that's what a lot of people say it. They're the same size. They're the same altitude. They're on the same path. How is that? What a coincidence. What a fucking coincidence that the heliocentric model, right? We got the Earth here and the sun here, and the Earth is spinning and it's going around the sun. But we have a moon. We have a moon that has nothing to do with the sun. But coincidentally, it's on the same goddamn path as the sun. How is that? What are the fucking odds of that? It should be on a whole different fucking path. The moon should be doing some different shit than the sun's doing, as it appears to us. but it's moving the exact same fucking path. It's going around like this. It's like clockwise. They're both going around. And the sun's a little faster. And the moon, and then the sun will always catch it. And anytime the sun and the moon get close together, the moon's light goes off. Like if it gets too close to the sun, the moon, you can't see it. Like it's an illuminator. Like its electrical or magnetic charge disappears. It's crazy. But it's a full moon when they're exactly 180 degrees apart like this. That's when we see full moons. But when it starts going over here, when it's like this, that's when you see crescent moons. It's like the sun's magnetism is like kind of is affecting the light of the moon. Remember, the moon is not reflecting the sun's light. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
It's its own light, right?
Its own light. It's bullshit because on full moons, it happens when the sun appears to set here and it disappears. And then like an hour after sunset, the moon is always here. I keep track of the moon. It's always right here and it's a full moon. How is it going to be a full moon? The earth should be blocking it 100%. You shouldn't be able to see the moon at all. But yet it's a full moon. The sun sets, earth here, moon here, they're exactly 180 to 180 degrees apart.
There should be no moon.
There shouldn't be no reflection of the sun because the earth is right in the way. But yet it's a full moon. Look at that full moon. That shit's its own light. It's its own light. And the difference between sunlight and moonlight, sunlight is hotter. Sunlight is warmer in the direct sunlight than it is in the shade, obviously, right? Moonlight is different. Moonlight is colder in the moonlight and warmer in the moon shade. You can watch that shit on YouTube. There's all these experiments. Moonlight and sunlight are different kinds of light, but they're their own light. Everything we've been taught about space is bullshit. It's all bullshit. Either that or I'm crazy as fuck. I could be. Am I that stupid? Am I really that stupid?
Well, I'll tell you this for you. All the stuff that you and I talk about, I know you're 100% correct on.
You're on your way to flat Earth. You just think it's gonna ruin your career. You know how many smart motherfuckers, brilliant guys that we talk about flat Earth off the record. But they'll tell me, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. They feel like it's going to ruin their life's work. They put so much time into a certain subject, like you have 9/11 experts and CIA experts and all that. And most people that are balls deep into like MKUltra and how like we've been totally brainwashed through the media and movies and all that shit. They understand flat Earth. Yeah, like eventually, it all makes sense. Because you think about it, everything you see, all the mainstream news is bullshit, right? So it's not bullshit when they throw in, we just discovered 7 new planets in another fucking galaxy. That's real. And you're saying everything is bullshit. All these conspiracy theorists out there, like folks, like Trump's like fake news. I like that. You know, Trump, that's one thing I like about Trump. He's calling them out as fake news. That's good to me. But when they talk about NASA discoveries, that's real.
Hey, dude.
That's real? Like that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. You should be doubting that. You should look at that and go, oh, shit.
Is NASA Hebrew for to deceive? Have you ever seen that?
No.
Hebrew deceive.
Man, fucking movies, dude. Like, like 5 years ago, I didn't believe movies were propaganda tools. Now I believe that the entertainment business is its sole purpose. Is to use entertainment to further indoctrinate the people.
Go down a little.
Yeah. You look at, dude, I used to wonder why movies sucked. I'm like, what? How are these movies all sucking? Every now and then, a good movie sneaks through. You know what I mean? For instance, like Scarface, right? That's everybody's favorite movie, right?
Yeah.
Would the powers that be, do you think they like that or they don't like that? They like to go, we got this movie Scarface, should we green light it?
They like it.
Why?
People start doing cocaine.
Why? And why is that good?
Because fucking put people in jail.
Focusing on what's going on.
Yeah. And it makes it really look like it's like the Latin cartels are bringing it all in.
It's cool to be Scarface.
Yeah, and then it distracts from who's really bringing it in.
right? It's really the CIA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's good. Like Scarface, that's one where they're like, oh, yeah, we like that one. That's a good one. So, that one. Yeah, that. And then, but then I wonder, you know, I always wondered about, like, why do they push superhero movies so much? Like, why do they push superhero? And I've been thinking about it, and I just figured it out.
Why?
I think. If you were a dictator of an empire, is it easier to get people to do your evil deeds if they know they're evil, or if you convince them that they're doing the right thing? What would be more powerful?
Well, I mean, obviously, we've seen it through propaganda, convince them that they're doing the right thing.
It's always better. It's always best to have your minions think you're doing the right thing. Always. Because if you just told everybody out, the minions and like the dictators just told the media and everybody in Hollywood, look, it's all about, you know, drinking children's blood, and it's all about corrupting the youth. You know what I mean? It's all about scaring everybody, getting them used to fear. Because how the fuck are we going to get that adrenochrome if they don't know what fear is? So that's what all scary movies are about. So we get them on the scary shit. Because I would be swimming in the ocean right now if it wasn't for Jaws. If I never seen a shark attack movie, I wouldn't be afraid to swim in the ocean. But because of that movie, I will never swim in the ocean. You know what I mean? So I have like this brainwashed little fear element in my brain with sharks, right? So we all know that at the very top, they need that adrenochrome. That's to keep them fucking alive. They need adrenalized youth blood. They're already popular. They're already normalizing it. It's a news reports now.
Yeah,
like, we have new reports that youth blood in older, you know, patients are you know, it's making them feel younger. Makes them feel younger and makes them look better. They always have to add that because people are like, oh shit, where can I get this baby blood? You know what I mean? But anyways, so it's always better, right, to get one of your minions to do something when he thinks he's doing the right thing. Because if he thinks he's doing something evil, some of those motherfuckers are going to, their heart, because everyone's born with a good heart.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
They're going to fucking turn on him. Right. They're going to turn on him. Right. So this is the process. The process is, first, we got to get people into banding together against the bad guys. We need to raise all these people that want to be good guys and superheroes. They want to be like a superhero. They want to be like a policeman. They want to save the world. Everybody wants to save the world. My son wants to save the world. He loves Spider-Man and Batman. They got to get the bad guys. Got to get the bad guys. So once you raise people like that, it's way easier just to convince them that your enemies are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Than to tell them the whole fucking story.
I mean, dude, just look at Muslims, the way people go after Muslims and how, like, they're the bad guys, but we're bombing the fuck out of all of them.
Exactly, exactly. You know? And then we have a lot of soldiers out there going, fuck, we gotta kill the bad guys. It's way more effective when the people doing your fighting and you're killing think they're doing the right thing.
Yes. Well, that's what they did with 9/11.
Like, kill this motherfucker. You know this motherfucker.
War on drugs. These cops.
This motherfucker. He rapes children. Kill him. Instead of like, listen, this motherfucker, he's going to bust me for fucking children. You know, you should kill him for me. You'd be like, fuck that. I should kill you, right?
Yep.
Right? So superhero movies are to get everybody to want to be the hero. And the good guy.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. And then you want to be the hero. Those are the bad guys over there. Right? Well, isn't that the most powerful way?
And now they got Avengers.
Like Russia, all the movies, the bad guys were Russians. When we didn't like Muslims, all the bad guys were Muslims.
Yep.
When they didn't want you to like black people, all the scary bad guys in TV shows were black people. Now they want you to be mad at white guys. So all the bad guys on everything is white guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
Yeah, when they control the media, they control who the bad guys are.
I mean,
and then you're already a good guy. We're all good guys trying to do the good. We're trying to do the good thing. The right thing.
World War I, they found that people couldn't shoot guns. They wouldn't shoot and kill somebody. They just didn't have the heart to kill another man. So then they decided to show movies, guys shooting people all the time.
Yeah.
So the first time I ever saw a dead body, dude, I saw it once. There was a horrific car crash. This car had flipped over and grandma had fallen out and the car had fallen on her head.
I've seen the same thing, too.
It should have been traumatic to me.
It wasn't for me.
Wasn't at all. I'd seen dead bodies on TV before. I was just like, yep. And the guy was going to lift the car up to see if he could save her. And I'm like, I don't think you should do that right now, dude.
Dude, yeah. I'm at the point where I watch people getting hurt. And it's kind of, I kind of get a giggle sometimes, depending on the how it is on those funny videos where they like yell and stuff. Like, I don't really see it like super bad. Like what you're saying, I'm like, just feels like whatever. I see it all the time.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, the conditioning, like
people falling and shit, and all these injuries.
Being okay with this stuff. All this stuff with these teen trans kids is like, dude, I mean, like, I have no, listen, man, me and you maybe disagree on that. I don't care when someone turns 18, they want to be a trans. I don't give a shit, okay? But this kid,
Desmond,
10, who we all know is being traumatized. Like, there's little things he shows you that you're like, oh, this guy's done. Like when he made a joke about
ketamine,
he's like, and you're like, oh, why does a 10-year-old know what that is?
And why doesn't the, like, when he's on Ellen, they don't talk about that. They glorify him.
And why are these? Listen, dude, if the kid wants to grow up, and like, if your kid, like, we had a friend who said for 2 days she wanted to be a cat, and she was a cat for 2 days. That's fine. But nobody's letting this kid go to a fucking bar and dance for men for dollars being a cat.
Yeah.
If a girl walked up in a fucking lingerie and was dancing on a pole, and guys were throwing dollar bills at it, would you be okay with that? And the answer is no, you wouldn't. But for some reason, the media lets this thing fly. And it's just like when I go to gay pride parades, because I live in LA, I've been to a ton of gay pride parades. I have no problems with them. They do whatever they want. But I see kids running around there right next to a dude who's got 1,000 rainbow dildos all over himself. I go, why is this okay? Would anyone be okay with a 10-year-old hanging out during Mardi Gras? No. During Vegas on fucking New Year's? No. There's rules against that.
Yeah.
Why is that okay?
I think it's I don't know, man. It seems like the plan. It seems like it is, but it's probably not the plan. It for sure isn't. But they're acting. The left is acting like they want to destroy the Democratic Party. They want to destroy the left. I mean, it just seems like, what can we do to scare more people away to the right? What can we do? Let's promote a 10-year-old. A drag queen doing ketamine on YouTube. And they never talk about that part. They don't talk about the dark shit, like his dad or whoever that is, those guys raising him. Like,
those aren't his dad. He's got a mom who's crazy and doesn't want to get a day job.
Well, he was on Good Morning America.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
That's fucking
people like that.
You can brainwash a kid into believing and doing anything. Trust me, I have a 6-year-old. I could get him to fucking doing. I got him to worship Bruce Lee like in 5 minutes. He's all about Bruce Lee. I got him into the Cleveland Browns right away. I do a little MK Ultra on him too. I'm like, he's like all about the Browns. He got into the Dodgers right away because his grandpa's into the Dodgers. He's full blown into the Dodgers.
I love the Dodgers.
You know what I mean? Like, kids are so easily influenced.
Yes.
That's why there's all this program. Like, dictators, rulers, tyrants, they've all known the way to ensure your dominance and your control is to capture the minds of the children and brainwash the fuck out of them. That's like building an empire 101. That's the first rule. Take control of the kids. That's it. Because in about 10 years, they're going to be your soldiers. And you want them fucking all in line. And think of, man, they really want kids to believe in fucking space, dude. They want kids to really, they got NASA fucking outfits for babies, dude.
I'm with you.
They get $18 billion a year.
Yeah.
And that's a year. So over the last, they've,
some money.
Last decade, $100 billion, right? What have we gotten for that $100 billion? When you listen to them talk, it's funny. When you listen when they got there, they're pretending they're in the International Space Station. They'll always say, "Yeah, you know, we're doing a lot of scientific studies up here that is going to help us, you know, get further into space." They never talk about what they're doing, but they always say we're doing some important scientific research up here that's going to help us, you know, propel the human race further and further into the solar system. They always say that shit, but they never say what the fuck they're doing. Oh, we're doing some important research.
How crazy is it that like every technology is advanced except for the space shuttle. The space shuttle is the same space shuttle it's been for a fucking bazillion years.
They cut that space shuttle. They
and how about this? How about the fact that China goes to space, goes to the moon, and sends an unmanned thing to the moon, which
have
is
you
what
seen that footage?
But listen,
have you seen that footage? It's dude, worse than Tim and Eric.
If you could put people on the moon, China would have sent somebody to the moon because they don't give a fuck about Chinese. They'll throw five fucking Chinese dude in a rocket and have explode, and they don't care because there's two billion of them.
Dude, watch the footage. Nobody, China did. China's pulling some bullshit too. They're all pulling bullshit.
They're being ran by the same. Fucking
yeah, they're all pulling bullshit.
It's time for everyone's favorite moment. Here we go. This should be fun. The ultimate.
Aaron.
Don't be an idiot.
Hey, Aaron. Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, Aaron. You done messed up, Aaron.
You filthy animal.
Aaron, thoughts.
Wow. Just wow.
Is that too much?
It's a lot, Eddie. It would take me a while to even try to.
I would like one point. Time, Aaron, for us to have a real sit down because, I'm open to anything.
Yeah.
I mean, like when he said the dome thing on the guy who invented the NASA. I mean, that was kind of interesting, right?
No.
The psalm?
No.
That it has to do with the dome?
The Bible can be interpreted so many different ways.
No, but that word is straight up.
You saw that the Google definition for firmament was not the same as the Bible's definition. So I mean,
but it's quoting the Bible version.
But that doesn't mean that's what he wanted.
He wanted the Google version.
Maybe.
Well, the CIA invented Google, was invented by Nazis again.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, yeah. Because they were Nazis doesn't mean they're not
Did
smart.
Did you open it's, your mind to maybe some strange. Of the stuff? How about what he said about the stars?
I am.
How come the stars are always in the same place no matter where we are in the universe?
They aren't. They move.
Okay.
No. They do move. No, they do move. Yeah. They're rotating around us. They spin around Polaris. They do move. I did say that. But you still you see like the Big Dipper all year round. Mm-hmm. It moves in like a circle in the sky. It moves.
That's
it
does. Interesting.
But you could still see it.
It's so far away. It would have to be closer for it to go completely out of our sight.
He didn't understand my analogy of when you're on one side of the sun.
I understand your analogy, was actually very cool and interesting.
Dude, that's a big win.
Let's leave it at that.
We're gonna leave it on that. It's a great
Ron.
Show. Come see Eddie, myself. We're gonna be touring, and XG is gonna be hitting a couple of these. We're gonna start going on the road doing. We're open minds. We're popping minds like champagne bottles. I love Eddie Bravo so much. You're always
I love
welcome.
You too,
come
man.
On, talk.
You're the
all you want.
Greatest.
This is the place where everybody gets that. Say what they want, and I let the listeners decide what they believe in. I'm not here to control it, if I have a question, I'll ask it. But people get to say, Eddie, you brought some really great points tonight. It was a great show. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to see you. We're coming soon to a city near you. Hit me up if you want us to come. We're going to rock it. Guys, thanks for listening. Eddie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
You're the best. XG,
thank you.
You're a G.
Of course.
And we'll see you soon. Take care.
Let's do it.